Okay, I did have a message like prepared and I was going to speak, but well, who loves it when God just kind of like messes up your plans and does like completely? So I totally had that feeling that that was going to happen, so it's my sermon is still over there. So I'm just going to talk. This is more of a testimony than a preach, so it's going to be really short and it's going to be very, very, very cool. And in fact, God has totally blown my mind with what he's done tonight. It's actually a little bit ridiculous. Okay, so first of all, I'm going to start with kind of like a testimony. Guys, shh, shh. So who's heard of Stitch? Who knows what Stitch is? Estitakaha. Okay, that makes more sense, doesn't it? So Stitch is, or Estitaka, is our prayer meeting, which we have the second Friday of every month and the last Friday of every month for the youth. So basically, last Stitch, which was like at least two weeks ago, God basically spoke to me and I was asking him for like vision for the youth and what he wants to do in the youth. And he spoke to me, told me a whole load of really cool things. And has anybody ever had it where God's told you stuff and you're kind of like, okay, it's kind of like a bit ridiculous and you don't know how he's going to do it and it seems so far off and it's like, I don't know how you're going to do that, but okay, just go ahead and do it. Well, that's what happened, and what he told me was going to happen actually happened tonight, and I had no idea it was going to happen. This is my journal, and I ran upstairs and got it like 2 seconds ago just to like share with you what he told me that night and how it's like happened tonight, which is really quite cool. So it's dated the 22nd, which is, I don't know how long ago that is. That's like at least a week ago. And basically, so this is what he said. This is me writing down what God said to me over a week ago. He said, I'm going to bring breakthrough in the youth ministry, and I want my spirit to break loose with irresistible power. So who knows, that's exactly what happened tonight. That's very, very, very cool. Irresistible power, he just broke out. It was totally sovereign, and his spirit was just here in power. And he told me that he was going to do that a week ago. And then he said, what did he say? And he was talking about, I know that he's talking about freshmen now as well. He said, the focus will be my passion for you, bringing you into passion for me. And then the verse he gave me was Deuteronomy 4:24, which says, for the Lord your God is a consuming fire, a jealous God. So God told me that he was going to pour out his spirit in irresistible fashion, that it was going to be about how he is jealous for you and how about he is a consuming fire and he consumes all of you and he loves you jealously. So basically, he said that that's what he's going to do. And then he kind of showed me, what did he say? He said to me, I was like, so God, what's this going to look like? Like, you're going to pour your spirit out, but what's it going to look like? What do I look for? How do I know what it is? And he says, it's going to be like Pentecost. So who knows what Pentecost is? What's Pentecost? Tell me quickly. Kind of. What is Pentecost in the Bible? What happened at Pentecost in the Bible? There we go. Woohoo! Okay. Does anybody know where it is in the Bible? Serious brownie points. Go for it. Serious brownie points. God loves you more if you know the answer to that question. I'm joking. That was totally a joke. But okay, so I'm going to go to Acts right now. So he said it's like Pentecost. And then so I turned to Acts, which is where Pentecost is. And he basically showed me a couple of things. So I'm totally winging this. But he took me to Acts chapter 1, verse 6. Which says, I can't even remember what it says. So when they met together, they asked him, So what he said, so this is the disciple speaking to Jesus. So he says, when they met together, they asked him, Lord, are you at this time going to restore the kingdom to Israel? So when Jesus was talking about the kingdom of heaven, what the disciples were expecting, they were expecting some kind of like kingdom with like castles and armies and chariots and stuff like that, and that's totally not what the kingdom of God is. And so they were expecting something very different to what Jesus was actually doing. So God said to me, that's exactly what this is going to be like. It's going to be very different to what you're expecting me to do, and it's going to be totally different from anything else which you've ever done before. So that's, somebody prayed that in the circle. Who was it who said, you're going to pray, they prayed like God's going to do a new thing, or he's going to pour out something new. I can't remember who it was, but that's exactly what he's going to do. He's going to pour out something new, which we're not expecting at Freshman. So that's going to be very, very cool. And just so you know, all the prayers which we released tonight, that is what God kind of prophesied and spoke to me here, and we've released, you know how Jesus said, what you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven, and that is an amazingly powerful thing. What we speak here on earth, what you guys prayed with this mic in your hand, has been loosed in heaven and has been done by God on your behalf. So that's pretty cool. And then what did he say? He took me to Acts 1:14, which says, They all joined together constantly in prayer, along with the woman, the Mary, and Mary, the mother of Jesus, and his brothers. So they all joined together and constantly prayed, and that's exactly what happened here. We were all together, and we were all praying together constantly for like 20 minutes or something like that. And he said, so basically God said to me that through this prayer, I'm going to release what I'm going to do. It's going to be vital that you run with this and that you pray and you release what I have for you. And then he took me to Acts 2:1, where it says, when the day of Pentecost came, they were all together in one place. And that's what happened tonight. All of our youth are together. And I also believe that that translates as with one accord, which kind of means like we were all together with one spirit, with one aim, and with one desire. And so that's, God spoke to me about unity. And yeah, so that's basically what he told me. And that was over a week ago, and that's what he did tonight. So that's really cool. And that's, I just really wanted to testify to you guys tonight that God has a serious plan for Freshwind, and every single one of you is involved. Every single one of you has a part in the plan that he has, and it's not just like it's not just a small part or a meager part. It's like a massive part. Every single one of you is called to change somebody's life forever. This conference, is that not amazing? Is that not wonderful to think that we can partner with God in changing the lives of others? I think that's just amazing. So I'm just going to pray right now and thank God for everything he's going to do, and if we could just like bow our heads and if we could agree and we could just thank God for what he's going to do at Freshman. So Father, I thank you so much for all that you've poured out tonight, everything that you've done in us tonight, and thank you for all the plans that you have for Freshman. Thank you that you spoke to me and you told me exactly what you were going to do, and I just bless it and I thank you for it, and I bless your plan and I thank you for your plan, and I just release everything that you have for Freshman and every individual. In Jesus' name, amen. And one last thing. I'm going to share. Clap. Go clap. Just clap for Jesus. Give Jesus a clap. So one last thing I'm going to share, which is basically what, who knows that, I don't know if anybody else has felt this, but there are angels in the room right now. Did anybody else know that? There are angels in the room right now. And while we were worshiping, they were in the room. So while I was worshiping, I shut my eyes and it was like this, and I just had my hands out. And I was standing like this, and I felt God say, so I was dancing, and God said, he's like really quickly, he said, stand still and hold out your hand. So I was like, okay. So I stood still, held out my hands, and then I got a picture in my mind of an angel walking by, and he placed one thing and then another thing in my hand and then walked on. And there were two huge clumps of gold, one in one hand and one in the other. And what the angel was doing was he was walking, and this isn't just like a fairy tale or something which I saw in my head, this actually happened, and is happening now. So the angel was walking, and he was putting in the hands of those, he was searching the hearts of those and the sincerity of those who were worshiping, and he was rewarding those who were loving God sincerely with their hearts in worship with gold. And that's what he was doing, and God reminded me of Revelation 3 where it says, I counsel you to buy from me gold refined in the fire. And who knows when Jesus says, store treasures up in heaven, who remembers that kind of phrase? So that, basically what that is, I believe, is like, instead of fixing our eyes on worldly things and like giving our love and our attention to worldly things, loving God sincerely and loving Jesus sincerely, and we actually store up rewards for ourselves in heaven. And we buy gold refined in the fire, which is a metaphor for kind of like sincerity of love for God. And he rewards that. And so that's exactly what was happening tonight. An angel was here rewarding those of us who were sincerely loving God. And even now, I want you to know that even now, God is searching our hearts for the sincerity of love that we have for us. And his desire is for us to know how much he loves us, and then for us to be brought into a place of sincerity and passionate love for him. And so, I don't really know, I just testified about that. So just whatever God says to you about that, I just encourage you, and I just encourage you guys to buy gold refined in the fire rather than giving our love to the things around us, the worldly things, the things which are, you know, we came into the world with nothing and we're going to leave with nothing except for what we've done on the earth, which is loving God sincerely. So I just bless you guys. And yeah, hallelujah, praise the Lord. Everybody clap. So you are released. You are dismissed.